going to change the message. We're going to deal with honesty this morning, okay? But we've all made dumb decisions, right? You know, some of us guys, you know, we've either lost a finger or we had to go to the emergency room and get stitches because we did not put down the guard on the table saw, right? Or when we were working and it said, put on the goggles, we chose not to. And so something got in our eye and we went to our wife or girlfriend and we asked them for help and she says, weren't you wearing goggles? Duh. No. Or maybe, you know, you've been driving and you hear that little ding and it comes up and says, you need gas. And you choose just to keep going and say, you know, I'll get it to the next town. I'll get it at the next exit. Now, I want you to know that I've made some dumb decisions. Matter of fact, I just made that one. This past spring, Patty and I went out to get Sarah at the college she's attending in Indiana. And I was in the van, and they were in her car, and we were coming back, and we were going through this small little town, and it went ding. And I thought, you know what, I'll just get it out on the highway. And so we got on the highway not realizing that there were no gas stations for the next 42 miles. And you know what happened to me? I broke out in sweat and I had the air conditioner on. And my anxiety started to rise because I'm thinking, oh dear Jesus, please let me get to an exit with a gas station. And I could see that an exit would come up and my head was like on a swivel. I was just looking around for a gas station, could not find one, and I was praying like I've never prayed before. Because when we make dumb decisions, what do we also do? We pray. We pray. And I was in the prayer mode, and I was just praying that I could get there because I had a wife and I had a daughter behind me. And you know what? I got to the very beginning of the exit with the gas station and ran out of gas. So thank God for cell phones. I called them up and I said, hey, just want to give you a little report. I'm up on the right-hand side. I have run out of gas. And so they came and they stopped, of course, and they took me to the gas station. And I went in there and I was kind of embarrassed. And then I was praying, God, please let them have a gas can. And so I went in there and I said, ma'am, I ran out of gas. Do you happen to have a gas can? She said, yeah, we have them right over there. So people run out of gas all the time here. And I said, yeah, you got a stretch there. She said, yes, 42 miles. And there is no gas stations. And so I went over there and it just killed me because there's always consequences to dumb decisions. Would you agree with me? $25 for a gas can. It hurt. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding. I could buy this at Walmart for $5, and I got to pay $25 for this. Not to mention the humility that I had to experience with my wife and daughter because they've been in the car with me before saying, don't you think you need gas? See, this wasn't the first time I've done this. You know, but when I did it before, you know what I said to myself? I'll be a little bit wiser the next time. Have you ever said that? You've made a dumb, stupid decision. You start to get anxious. You start to feel that anxiety. You even start to pray, even though you're not for sure, even if there is a God, some of us. We're saying, if there is a God, I need you right now. And what happens is you make that decision, and you begin to say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to be a little bit wiser the next time. I'm not going to make this choice. I'm going to be a little bit wiser. All of us have. You know, some of us have said this, I wished I would have dated them a little bit longer. I should have counted 10 before I went off on my coworker or my boss or one of my employees. I should have applied myself more at work before they dismissed me. I should have cut up those credit cards that they sent me in the mail. Why? Because when you and I make dumb decisions, it leads to what? Regret. Not to mention the anxiety and all the emotions that we experience while we're making that decision that you and I know is not wise. We know that it's not wise. And yet we make it. And many of us can look back on the course of our life with 20/20 hindsight, where we willfully chose a foolish path and we stayed on it and we've paid a huge, huge price. Matter of fact, we're still feeling some of the consequences. Maybe you've seen the commercials for texting and driving. Have you seen that? Where maybe somebody lost their life, or they took somebody else's life, or they were paralyzed. And maybe you have texted and drove, and maybe you had a fender bender, and you know what you said? Whoo, thank you, God, I'll be wiser the next time. And yet what happens is we have a tendency not to learn and not to be wise the next time. And what we have to realize is sometimes there will be no next time. It's the end because of the dumb choice that you made or maybe the dumb choice that I made. Maybe, hey, I can handle my liquor. I can get home from here to there. You know, I'm not going to get caught with a DUI. I'm not going to swerve. I can keep it between the lines. And you say, but the next time I'm going to be a little bit wiser. And maybe the next time comes, and you know what? The consequences are so great that you can't change them. They're there forever. You see, my prayer in this series is that all of us, myself included, maybe probably at the head of the line, would become a little bit wiser the first time. The time before the divorce. The time before the dismissal. The time before the DUI. The time before bankruptcy. The time before you get arrested. You see, getting wisdom pays huge dividends to every man and every woman who goes after it by pursuing wisdom. Is there anyone here interested in wisdom this morning? Is there enough of us this morning who would be honest to say, hey, you know what? I've made enough dumb decisions. And I thank God because many times, because of God's grace and goodness, we never feel the full consequences of our decisions. Aren't you thankful for that? I am. I don't think I've ever felt the full impact of one of my dumb decisions. Because God is what? Good, and God is gracious, and God is forgiving. But is there anybody here game to say, hey, you know what? I'm interested in knowing how to become a wiser person. Now, what we're going to do over the next several weeks, and I trust that you won't miss a week, is that we're going to look at several passages. And what we need to understand is the book of Proverbs is not so much a book of rules as it is a book of principles. It's how God has designed life to work. You see, He's the designer. He's the one that knitted you and I together in our mother's womb. And He has principles that makes life somewhat predictable. Not completely predictable, but if you and I will follow His principles, we can have a pretty good sense of what's going to happen in our life. And I encourage you today to begin to read the book of Proverbs. There's 31 of them. And I have found out every time that I read through the book of Proverbs, it does one or two things. Either it gives me a loud warning, hey, Mason, you better wise up. Or it affirms me in what I'm doing. And it all depends what season of life I'm in and what's happening in my own personal life. But the book of Proverbs is incredible. And I just challenge all of us to be able to read a chapter a day. It'll be less than 5 minutes. And read it in a translation that you understand, okay? And underline it and circle it. And I promise you, you'll be on your path to becoming a wiser person. You see, you and I do not have enough time just to make mistakes and learn from them. I trust that we all learn from our mistakes. But I'm not going to live long enough to make all the mistakes that I need to become wise. I need to learn from other people's mistakes. And so we encourage you to do that. Now, we want to talk about YOLO. Okay, you awake? You only live once. And there's two sides to that coin. One is you can go and live recklessly and just say, hey, you know what? I only live once. I'm just going to live like there's no tomorrow. Or you can embrace a wiser approach and say, hey, you know what? I'm only going to live once. And so I want to make the wisest choice possible in life because I want to be able to do life well. I want to be able to leave a legacy. And yet life would be much easier if you and I went through it a couple of times, right? Well, I'll get it in the next life, right? But we don't. And you and I have to make decisions that we're not completely informed on, or maybe that we don't have knowledge about. And we have to make these decisions, which means that you and I in life make a lot of what? First-time decisions. Your first date. Do I go out with him or don't I? Big, big decision. You better be wise. Your first job, your first marriage, your first child, your first investment, your first house, your first loan. How do you make these first-time decisions when you only live life once? You see, I talk to a lot of people. Some of them have been you. And you have told me, you know what, Dwight, I wish I could go back and undo some of the decisions that I've made because they were dumb. They were flat out dumb. And usually it's in the area of what? Finances and relationships. Oh, Dwight, we shouldn't have built that house. It was way too big. And now I got to work, she's got to work, and you know what, we're stressed out and we never see each other. Or relationships. You know what? I should have never got involved in that business deal with them people. I should have never dated him. I should have never dated her. And that's usually where we mess up. It's usually in the area of finances or it's in the area of relationships. And you've heard the stories. Matter of fact, you might have authored one yourself. You know, the marriage is wrecked or the finances are upside down. Or you moved in with somebody when you really should have moved on from somebody. And what happens is now you're reaping the consequences. And what happens is when you embrace YOLO, you only live life once, in a reckless way, what we have a tendency to do is, well, it'll just all what? Work out. And so we make these decisions and we just think that they'll work out. Sure enough, they work themselves out. Leaving pain and hurt and destruction right behind us, which makes life very what? Complicated. God does not want your life or my life to be complicated. It needs to be pretty simple, but we're stressed out people. Why? Because of dumb decisions. And so we want to look at this thing called wisdom, and we want to get it right. And the passage that we want to look at this morning is found in Proverbs chapter 27. It'll come up on the screen. This is how you stop making dumb decisions. It's a great verse to kick off the series. Let's look at it. It says, the wise, the prudent, see danger or evil or trouble ahead. And what do? Avoid it. But fools keep going. Go straight to it. And get in what? Trouble. Or are punished. Or in other translations, it says they suffer. Now this verse introduces two kinds of people. And Andy Stanley talks about it in his book, The Principle of the Path. And I want to share with you some thoughts because this is incredible stuff. Because you have two people here, okay, and they see the same thing. You know what they see? They see danger. They see trouble. They both see it, and yet they respond to it in different ways. There's two different outcomes. So let's break it down. Let's look at the first part of the verse. It says, the wise, the prudent, see danger, evil, or trouble ahead, and what do? They avoid it. Why is that? Well, the wise understands that life is connected. That life is connected, that the decisions and the choices that you and I make today will affect tomorrow. They will affect tomorrow. You are where you are today, and I am where I am today, by and large, from the choices that we have made. And so the wise understands the cause and the effect, the relationship between what they choose today and what they experience tomorrow. They understand the sowing and reaping principle. You know, you might want to write this down, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. That means don't lie to yourself. Don't ignore it. Don't stick your head in the sand. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. Now, we usually talk about that in the negative sense, but it's true in the positive sense as well. And so the wise man understands that life is connected. What he or she chooses in one season will impact the next season. And so that wise person looks as far out as they possibly can. I like to say this, what's the difference between a leader and a follower? Perspective. What's the difference between a leader and a great leader? Better perspective. You see, the wise person looks far out. They understand that what they choose today is going to impact tomorrow and next week. And so today's decisions need to be informed, and they influence tomorrow and next week. But look what he says here about the fool. But fools keep going and get into trouble or are punished. He goes on to say this about the fool. The wise man believes that life is connected. The fool lives as though life is disconnected. Now, understand this. The wise person understands that life is connected. The fool lives as though life is disconnected. Now, if you will talk to a fool in their honest moments, they understand that life is connected. You know, they understand that what I choose today impacts tomorrow. They just choose not to live that way. They choose to live as though life is disconnected. They choose to say, well, it really doesn't matter. Everything's going to work out. Or you know what our favorite saying is? Everything happens for... I don't believe that. That's bad theology. Everything doesn't happen for a reason. Now, good can come out of everything if we cooperate with God, but everything does not happen for a reason. There's a whole lot of stuff that shouldn't happen. And so the fool lives as though life is disconnected. There is no connection between their choices and their destiny. Now, what you and I need to really understand is this. Every time you lie to your spouse, every time you drink too much, every time you spend money that you don't have, you're acting as though your choices do not impact tomorrow. Because what happens is you see the danger, you see the trouble, and guess what? You just go straight into it. Instead of avoiding it, instead of taking refuge, what happens is you keep going. Yet you know life is connected. You just don't live as that. And so your decisions, my decisions, okay, are not isolated from tomorrow. The decisions that I make today, the decisions that you're making today, are going to impact tomorrow. And so the difference between the wise and the foolish is not in what they see, it's how they respond to what they see. The wise sees danger and avoids it. The fool sees danger and he continues to go towards it. He continues to move towards it. And both of them act on what they see. Now, when the wise man identifies behavior in his life, when the wise woman identifies behaviors in their life that are turning into habits, they do something while they can. The fool just keeps going. When the wise see a relationship that's moving in an unhealthy direction or taking them down a path that really is going to be destructive, you know what they do? They end that relationship. The fool keeps going. The fool rationalizes. The fool says, well, I can handle this. The fool says, I can change him. The fool says, I can change her. The fool says, well, this is just a little bump. And yet when the wise sees it, you know what? They avoid it. When the wise see trouble on the financial landscape, you know what they do? They make adjustments. You know what they say? They say this, hey, you know what? We're in a different season right now where we are financially. We were making great money, but now we're not making great money. And so you know what? We were able to live at this lifestyle, but now that we're not making that kind of money, we can't live at that lifestyle. And so guess what? We're not going to eat out five nights a week. You know what the fool does? Well, what would people think? They'll think we're in financial trouble if we pull back a little bit. And so guess what? You prove to everybody you're a fool because you file for bankruptcy. YOLO! I like saying that. Right? So is there anything wrong with building a house? No, just make sure that you're in the right season. Just make sure, hey, you know what? This is the season that we can do this in. Because you know what? We're financially strong. We're in a position to be able to do that. God's not wanting you to not enjoy life. He's just wanting you to be wise about life. There's a time for everything. And the wise man understands that. He says, hey, you know what? This is a great time because this is going well and that's going well. And you know what? Now's the time for us to do this. The fool, his life or her life changes. And you know what they say? I don't care. We said we were going to do it. We're not going to make any adjustments. We're going to head right into this. And what he says is you head into trouble. And the interesting thing is, he tells us it's pretty predictable what happens when we see danger and we head into it. Guess what we do? We get into trouble. That's what it says. We ignore the obvious and we refuse to act on what we see. And we suffer because we're living life as though there is no connection. And the fool overlooks the fact that choices have consequences. And some of those consequences never leave us. And so what we have to understand is there's a wise man, there's a wise woman who sees the danger and they avoid it. And there's the fool. There's the foolish man, there's the foolish woman. And they see the danger, same danger, and they continue to head towards it. And when it hits us, you know what? We don't like it, do we? Even though it was predictable. And when it hits us, you know what many of us do? We fall into the victim mode. As Christians, okay, you know what we talk about? Forgiveness. Right? Well, God forgives. God forgives, and He does. But forgiveness is not an escape hatch of the consequences that you will feel and experience for making a dumb decision. You know, we just sung about God's love. God's love never what? Fails. He's going to still love you even though you and I make dumb decisions, but forgiveness does not wipe out the consequences of your choices. Just doesn't. Or we make dumb decisions, and you know what? We talk about turning over a new leaf. We talk about being, well, I think I'm going to get back in church. Hoping that if we get back in church, somehow God will remove the consequences that we find ourselves in. Sometimes He does, but He's not obligated to do that. Why? Because He's given us a warning. Do you know that God loves you? You say, how do you know that God loves you? Well, first of all, we go to the cross. Second of all, He warns us. You only warn people that you love. Why would you warn somebody that you don't love? You want them to fall into the trap. You want them to experience pain and hurt and loss. And God here in Proverbs warns you and I. The wise see the danger and they avoid it. The fool sees the danger and they go head right into it. And they suffer for it. And you know what else we do? Sometimes we even blame God, don't we? You know, we blame God. Well, God, I met him at church. Do you know that's not a good enough reason to date a guy because he goes to church? Hello! Just want you women to be wise. Okay, he carries a Bible. So? That doesn't mean squat. Got to be wiser than that. And what happens is we often blame God. And we say stuff like this, well, God, I'm a good person. I go to church. Why would you let this happen to me? I thought you loved me. He does. That's why he warned you. He warned you. You warn people that you love. And it's a cause and effect. Look what it says here again. The wise, the prudent see danger, evil, and trouble ahead. And what do? They avoid it. But fools keep going, go straight to it, and they get into trouble or are punished. So what you and I have to understand is this. There's a choice. There's a choice for you. There's a choice for me. Seeing it and acknowledging the danger is not good enough. You have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. Just seeing it, agreeing with it, is not enough. Maybe you need to make that phone call. Maybe you need to have that awkward conversation with that person. Maybe you need to cut up the credit cards. Maybe you need to change your phone number. Maybe you need to break up. Maybe you need to move out. Maybe you need a new circle of friends. Maybe you need to cut back on your travel. Maybe you need to set the alarm clock on Sunday morning. Maybe you need to make a commitment to be here. Maybe you need to empty the liquor cabinet. Maybe you need to attend FPU. Maybe you need to make an appointment with the counselor. Maybe you need to cancel the internet. Maybe you need to change jobs. Maybe you need all of that. I don't know. And you say, well, Dwight, that's extreme. We're talking about danger. We're talking about you and me heading towards danger. And we're either going to avoid it or we're going to head right into it. And we all, listen, all of us here today, myself included, know people that parts of their lives we wish we could rewind, don't we? I do. I wish I could rewind it and say, hey, you know what? I'd like a second chance at making that decision. We all do. And we would do anything to be able to avoid that decision that we made 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Spring break. YOLO! For all the young people here. Or the college days. We'd do anything to be able to go back and say, hey, you know what? I'd like to live those days over again because I think I'd be wiser. I think I'd make some different choices. I think I'd do some different things. I think I'd go to some different places and not go to some other places. We're all there. And so how do you make wise choices? When you see danger, when you see trouble, you avoid it. You take a detour. The fool continues to move ahead. Now here's the thing. The wise man avoids the danger, but you know what? If you're wise, it's much more than just avoiding something. It's embracing something. There's tremendous benefits in becoming a wise person. Look at this last verse here. Look what it says here. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. YOLO! You only live life once. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Life, long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are always pleasant, and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her, and those who lay hold of her will be what? Blessed. Two things. Wisdom must be pursued. That's what we want to do in the next 4 weeks. You're not going to take a pill, you're not going to drink a drink, and you're not suddenly going to become wise. Whoop, I'm wise now, thank you. It just doesn't happen that way. He says here, blessed is the person, blessed is the man, blessed is the woman who what? Who finds wisdom. It's something that you and I have to pursue. And it's going to take discipline and it's going to take determination. So wisdom must be pursued. Secondly, wisdom applied reaps great benefits. Wisdom applies, reaps great benefits. Look what it says here, all right? It says, he Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Check out the benefits. Long life is in her right hand. He says, if you become wise, guess what? Long life awaits you. In her left hand are riches and honor. You're going to be honored. You're going to have riches. That's not just materialistic. That's relationships. That's in every way. Her ways are pleasant, and all of her paths are peaceful. Now, you know what? Think of it. See, there's something in you and there's something in me that we're fascinated with folly, aren't we? You know, we're fascinated with danger. We're fascinated with pushing the envelope. We're fascinated with doing the naughty stuff. Right? Come on. Right? That's why we go there. We're all fascinated with it. There's a part of you and there's a part of me that wants to go there. That's why these instructions are so clear. And Proverbs tells you and I that we as people are fascinated for folly. You know, for some, it might be Las Vegas. And by the way, everything that happens in Las Vegas doesn't stay there, okay? I've heard some of the stories. All right? You know, we love folly, right? Some of us are thinking that the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl. That's folly, man. I mean, that's just folly. And what Solomon says in the book of Proverbs is, do not let folly get a hook in you or get a hook in me, that we need to flee from it. But there's a fascination with me and folly. There's a fascination with you and folly. And so he says, pursue wisdom. Go after wisdom with all that you have. Why? Because life is in her right hand. Riches and honor are there. Good things come to people who pursue wisdom. And he says here, her ways are pleasant and her ways are full of peace. Now, I don't know about you, but let me tell you about me. When I'm on the folly path, it's not pleasant. It's full of anxiety and nervousness. Hope nobody finds out. Hope I can get this by. It's not pleasant. I mean, when I was in that van, okay, as simple as that is, it was not a pleasant 42 miles. I was breaking out in sweat. Because you know what? I knew the decision I should have made. I should have stopped in that small town and got gas. And it wasn't peaceful either. It wasn't a lovely trip. Maybe Patty and Sarah were having one in the second car. I wasn't having one in the first car. And that's the way it is when we make dumb decisions, right? It's not pleasant and it's not peaceful. And yet, you know what? There have been times of where I have made the wise choice. And you know what? It is pleasant. I feel good about me. I feel good about what's happening. I feel confident, and I'm at peace with myself. And that's what he's saying here. When you and I choose wisdom, it'll be full of a path that's filled with pleasantness and peacefulness. So let me ask you a question. Where do you need to be wiser at? Where do you see danger? It may be in a relationship at work, and you know what? You continue to pursue that, you're going to have an affair. Because don't we all talk to, or you know what? If you continue to pursue that, it's going to be a financial loss, or it's going to stress you out financially. I don't know where it is. But the fact of the matter is we've all, you know, we blame God many times, right? Or we blame other people. And yet when you talk to people, and I just want you to know, man, I'm not preaching to you. I'm right there with you. I've had people ask me, Dwight, didn't you see any flags? Well, now that you mentioned it, I saw this flag and I saw that flag. And yeah, there was a little bit of concern. And you know what? I blew right by it. Oh, it'll all work out. I can handle it. And the fact of the matter is, when you and I make dumb decisions, if you're honest with yourself, probably all of us have to confess that, you know what? There was a flag going like this. Hey, slow down. Avoid this. Don't keep going straight on. You know what? You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get punished. You know what? You're going to suffer harm. What is that? That's the love of God. The reason why God warns you and the reason why God warns me is because He loves us. He wants our paths to be pleasant. He wants it to be peaceful. He wants us to experience riches and honor. He wants us to experience a blessed life, a favored life. And the way in which we do that is by making wise decisions. Now, He's going to love you no matter what. He's going to love you no matter what, okay? But the fact of the matter is, don't get confused, okay, in our dysfunctional age of thinking that God doesn't love you because He's allowing you to suffer your consequences. Okay, that's just dysfunctional. That's just stinking thinking. Okay, He loves you, so He will allow you to suffer your consequences to help you to become wise. Let's pray. God, we thank You this morning for Your word. And God, I pray that I won't just say I'll be wiser the next time. I want to be wise today, because I know that today and tomorrow and this coming week and this month, that I'm going to be faced with decisions. And there's going to be a fascination with me with the folly, with wanting to go straight ahead, even though I see the danger, even though I see the problems, even though I see that. And God, I just pray that I would be wise and that I would avoid it and reap the benefits of being wise. And I pray that for my friends here today. May we all be wiser, not tomorrow, not next week, but may we be wiser today as we live life. And we pray it in Your name. Amen.